Amen. Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
It is a good opportunity that I have such a time to be with the saints.
这是一个很好的机会，能够有这样的时间和圣徒们在一起。
I just recall about 4.5 years, I guess, or probably 5 years, I left Montreal. And each time I came back, I stayed only two, or maximum 3 weeks. And this time, I stayed nearly 8 weeks in Montreal.
我回想这个五年前我离开 Montreal 之后呢，这个每一次回来我都是停留大概2到3个礼拜，但这一次呢，我在这里停留了8个星期。
And as I saw, there are many new ones. Many whom I do not know.
那我在这里看到了许多的新人，看到了许多我所不认识的一些弟兄姊妹。
And with all different languages.
也有不同的语言。
Different colors.
不同的这个肤色。
Different people.
不同的民族。
And I just thank the Lord, and I have a burden to share something with all the saints.
我感谢神，并且我有一个负担，把这个负担要交通给所有的圣徒们。
Particularly along the subject of getting along with the saints and managing our finance in the church life.
特别是关于在教会中与圣徒相处以及管理财务。
It is altogether a matter of life, not a matter of religious regulations or some guidelines which guide our conduct in church life.
这完全是一件生命的事，而不是一件宗教的规范，或者是关于我们生活的一些的行为标准。
May the Lord release His burden, so that we can receive a healthy word from God and help us to go on in the church life.
愿主释放他的负担，使我们能够领受他健康的话，使我们能够在教会生活中往前。
There are two subjects actually I put together.
今天要讲要谈到的有两个主题。
Well, first is to getting along with the saints.
首先是在教会生活中与圣徒相处。
And second subject, managing our finance.
第二是管理财务。
And seemingly these are two different things, and yet it's one matter.
似乎这是两个不同的事情，但事实上它们乃是一的。
Well, let us see the first subject I put in.Roman numeral 1, maybe we can read together, first in English, and then we read the Chinese, and also those who read French and can read the French as well.
我们先来看第一个主题，第一个主题是在第一大点，我们请一同的宣读，我们先请英文的圣徒来宣读，然后之后请中文的圣徒，然后再接着是法语的圣徒。
The church is temple of God. It is holy,
a house of prayer, and it is the pillar and base of the truth. We should know how to conduct ourselves in the house of God. Amen. 中文，教会是神的殿，是圣别的，是祷告的殿，并且教会是真理的柱石和根基。我们应当知道在神的家中当怎样行事为人。
Amen. French. Anyone reading in French? Amen. Amen. Well, I quote...many verses here. I think I put the outline and also the verses on the second page. I think it helps us to get the depth of the outline with the verses.
Amen. 我截录了许多的经节，不仅是在这个纲要里面，我们也可以看到在后面，也有一些列出了一些的经节，这帮助我们能够进入这个信息里。
Well, I think to save time that we can read English and the Chinese at the same time. Let's first read 1 Timothy 3:15.
Amen. 为了节省时间，我们英文和中文一同来宣读经节《提摩太前书》3:15.
But if I delay, I write that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and base of the truth. 1 Corinthians 3:17.
哥林多前书3:17.
If anyone destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, and such are you. Amen. 2 Corinthians 7:1.
Therefore,
since we have this promise, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and of spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Well, I think. Well, this version is not the latest one. Well, we should read this Matthew 21. 1 and 2. Okay.
12.
Well, next one. Let's continue to read the next one. Matthew 21.
马太福音21:12
到
13节.
Okay. 12 and 13. And Jesus entered into the temple and cast out all those who were selling and buying in the temple, and he overturned the tables of the money changers and seats of those who were selling the doves. 13. And he said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. Well, actually, you know, there's three verses here indicating what the church is.
这三处经节给我们看见召会是什么。
The church is a temple of God.
召会是神的殿。
Which is holy.
是圣别的。
And that is a place of prayer.
这是一个祷告的地方。
And it is also the pillar and base of the truth.
召会也是真理的柱石和根基。
And it is holy.
它是圣别的。
And therefore, when we come to the church, and we need to be very serious.
因此，当我们来到教会的时候，我们是必须是非常严肃的。
And when the Lord come to Jerusalem, he went into the temple.
当主来到耶路撒冷，他进到这个殿里面。
And he saw there are many people are doing business there, selling or buying or make money exchange.
他就看见在那里面有许多人在那里从事一些商业的交易，或者去买，或者是卖，或者是在那里兑换银钱。
And it looks like a market instead of the temple.
看起来好像是比较是一个市场，而不是一个店。
And therefore, he was very mad, and turned over the tables.
所以主非常的生气，他就把这个桌子都掀过来了。
So we can see that the church is what God looks very, very dearly.
所以我们看到教会在神的眼中是非常的亲爱的、亲切的。
The church is not the building.
教会不是这个建筑。
The church is the chosen people of God.
教会乃是神的选民。
It's assembly of God's people.
这是神的子民的一个聚集。
So, it is very serious that we come to the church life.
所以当我们来到教会生活，这是一件非常严肃的事。
We bring our background to the church. We are so many Chinese in background, or the local, the English, or French, or any, from any other places.
我们都是把我们的背景带到教会生活里面，所以我们在教会中有许多我们中国人，那也有很多的本地人。不管是说英语、说法语，或者是其他的背景的。
When we come together, and it is quite difficult to get along. We may only speak to the people with our own language, or we may handle the things with the people that we similar to us.
当我们来在一起的时候，这个有时候是有点困难能够彼此的相处。也许我们都是只和我们说一样语言的弟兄姊妹谈话，或者是说一样语言的弟兄姊妹在那里一起的做事情。
We have to accept this is the thing. This is our human nature.
我们必须接受这个就是我们这个人性方面的一个事实现实。
But,The church is the house of God.
但是教会乃是神的家。
It does not. It's not an organization.
它不是一个组织。
And therefore, in the church, we have to forsake our own language and our own culture and our own thinking and coming together.For the building up of his body.
Amen. 所以在教会生活中，我们都需要学习放下我们的语言、我们的文化、我们的观念。我们需要来在一起建造基督的身体。
The first thing which obstructs our church life is our sins, is the defilement. I think as the verses here, This number one here, cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and of spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God by taking the precious blood of Christ.
Amen. 第一件拦阻我们教会的事就是我们的罪，也就是我们的玷污。所以第一终点这里说到我们要洁净自己，除去肉身和灵一切的玷污，敬畏神以成全圣别，借着取用基督的宝血。
We must have a heart of fearing God.
我们需要有一个敬畏神的心。
Because God is mighty and God is righteous.
神是大能，并且他是一位义的神。
And we are not. We are living in our flesh. And that is the very thing that obstructs our church life.
但我们却不是一个义的，我们是活在我们的肉体里，所以这就是这件事情非常的拦阻教会生活。
Therefore, the first thing our church life, if we want to get along with the saints, the first thing is to take the precious blood to cleanse us.
Amen. 所以在教会生活中，我们要学习与圣徒们相处，第一件事情，我们就是需要取用基督的宝血来洁净我们。
We all are sinners. We all are the same. We all need the cleansing of the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
我们都是一样的，我们都是罪人，我们都需要基督的宝血来洁净我们。
Without His cleansing, we're not worthy to come.As children of God,
我们如果没有这个神来接近我们，我们就不够资格能够来在一起，作为神的儿女来在一起。
So therefore, the first thing in the church life that is all the time we need to confess our sins and take the precious blood for cleansing our defilement of our flesh and of the spirit.
Amen. 所以在教会生活中，第一件事情就是我们需要承认我们的罪，并且取用基督的宝血来除去我们肉身和灵一切的玷污。
The second thing is do not stumble others and not be stumbled.
第二件事情就是不要绊跌别人，也不要被绊跌。
Many times that we see that because our language, our way to handle the things, to the things, and not be careful, and what we spoke offend someone and stumble them.
许多时候，我们处理事情的方式，也许是我们所说的话不是那样的合适，所以我们就冒犯了人，并且甚至绊跌了他们。
And sometimes we are stumbled. We are stumbled by certain ones in the church.
有些时候是我们被其他人所绊跌了。
Maybe because we are, we highly regard ourselves, or we have certain pride that someone offend us, and we are offended. And then we stumble. What all these people are doing the wrong thing, and I don't want to go with them.
有些时候是因为我们非常的看重我们自己，或者我们自己非常的骄傲，所以当别人冒犯我们的时候，我们就觉得被冒犯了，就觉得被绊跌了。
Matthew 18:6 it says, "And whoever stumbles one of these little ones who believe into me, it is more profitable for him." That a great millstone be hung around his neck and he be drowned in the open sea.
马太福音十八章六节说：“凡绊跌一个信入我的小子的，倒不如把大磨石挂在他的脖子上，沉没在深海里。”
And Matthew 11:6 it says, "And blessed is he who is not stumbled because of me."
马太福音十一章六节，凡不因我绊跌的，就有福了。
And 2 Peter 1:10 it says, "Therefore, brothers, be the more diligent to make your calling and selection firm. For doing these things, you shall by no means ever stumble."
以后一章十节，所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的呼召和拣选坚定不移。你们行这几样，就永不失脚。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
So may the Lord have mercy on us, that in the church life, we will not stumble others, because the consequence of stumbling others is very serious.
愿主怜悯我们，在教会生活中，我们不要去绊跌别人，因为绊跌别人的结果是非常严肃的。
The Lord says very strongly, put the millstone around his neck and sunk to the open sea.
主说的非常的强，要把这个大磨石挂在他的脖子上，要沉没在深海里。
Oh, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
That
we be careful not to stumble or do not hurt. I don't think that we have a heart to stumble others purposely, right?
我想我们没有这个意图要去故意的去绊跌别人。
Well, but most cases is that we stumble others by accident or something.
但是在多数的情况之下，我们是不小心的、不经意的去绊跌了别人。
But the one who stumbled, and I would like to encourage them, encourage all of us not be stumbled.
我们需要这个鼓励我们所有的人，我们不要被绊跌。
We need to enlarge our hearts.
我们需要这个扩大我们的心。
The reason why we're stumbled, there are many, many things, many reasons.
为什么我们会被绊跌呢？有许多的原因。
And I will come to the next point.
我们就来到下一个点。
The third one, do not murmur, but forgive one another.
不要发怨言，却要彼此赦免。
And in Acts chapter 6, verse 1, it says, And in these days, as the disciples were multiplying in number, the murmuring of Hellenists against Hebrews occurred because their widows were being overlooked in the daily dispensing.
行传六章一节，那些日子，门徒反正有说希利尼话的犹太人埋怨希伯来人，因为在每天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。
In the early church life, in Jerusalem, all the saints commune. They share all their belongings. Everyone.Just take their own possessions and give to disciples. And disciples dispense the things to all the saints.
在早期的教会生活在耶路撒冷那里，圣徒们是彼此交通，彼此分享他们的财物。所以每一个人都把他们的财物带到使徒们这里，然后使徒们再来这个分配这些的财物。
You also remember in chapter 5, there are a couple who deceive the Holy Spirit and cheat the Holy Spirit that he sells his house, but he kept something for him and declare that's all, what he has all offer to the Lord.
在行传五章那边有一对的夫妇，他们欺瞒了圣灵，就是他们把这他们的财物产业卖出去，但是呢，保留一份给为着他们自己，但却说，这些，交上去的都是全部他们的家业。
Both husband and wife died because of this deceiving.
这个丈夫和妻子他们就立刻死了，因为他们欺骗了圣灵。
And everybody is frightened.
每个人就非常的惧怕。
Right? And afterwards, we heard there's also, some murmurings because they feel is not fair when dispensing. You see this Hellenists and the Hebrews, they're speaking different languages. They're different people with different cultures. And because of they feel the dispensing is not fair and they start to murmur.
所以在后来我们就看到有埋怨的这件事情，因为在那里有说不同语言的，有说希利尼话的，然后有说一些不同其他的话的，他们就觉得在分配的这件事上是不公平的，所以他们就发怨言。
And then after we see that the practice of the sharing everything, you know, as a commune thing.It becomes this practice has stopped.
那后来我们就看到这件事情，就是所有人共同分享财物的这个实行就停止了。
But we see, well, the church life in the early years, there's such a thing as murmuring in the church.
我们就看到在早期的教会生活，在那里就有一些这样埋怨的事。
And that.Brought in many that becomes a weapon Satan attacked his church.
这就成了撒旦用来攻击他教会的一个武器。
First Corinthians verse 10:10 it says, neither murmur just as some of them murmured.And perish by the destroyer.
林前十章十节，你们也不要发怨言，像他们有些人发的，就被灭命的所灭。
Philippians 2:14, do all things without murmurings and reasonings.
腓立比书二章十四节，凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论。
First Peter 4:9, be hospitable to one another without murmuring.
比前四章九节，你们要互相款待，不发怨言。
So I think all this healthy teaching to help us, you know, in the church life, even you see something is unfair,
在早期的教会生活里面，即便你看见了一些不公平的事，
some people like to be whistleblower, all right? Something you see something wrong and just blow whistle.
有些人就喜欢当那个告密者，就是他看见一些不公平的事情，他就把这件事情去这个告密了，
发生出来是。Yeah, well, somebody think that's good.
有些人觉得这个是好的。
But I tell you that is destructive.
但是呢，这个是毁灭性的。
In the church life, our attitude is to forgive or to pray for someone. Even you see something unfair, do not murmur.
在教会生活中，我们的态度应该是要去赦免别人，并且为别人祷告。即便我们看到一些不公平的事情，但我们也不要发怨言。
May the Lord open our eyes.
愿主开我们的眼。
Just consider, a lot of times that we see someone, someone's fault or something, you know, and you don't feel comfortable, and you start to murmur to say to this one and say to that one.
有些许多时候，我们看到了别人犯的错，或者看到我们所不喜欢的事情，我们就开始发怨言。
Particularly for the leading brothers.
特别是对于这个领头的弟兄们。
Now we all know that Miriam, as the older sister of Moses.
我们都知道这个米利暗就是摩西的姐姐。
Moses married a Gentile woman, and Miriam was mad. How come Lord only speak to Moses, not me, not Aaron? Aaron is his older brother too.
Amen. 这个摩西就娶了一个外邦的女子，那米利暗就非常的生气，说耶和华难道只向摩西说话，不向我和这个或者亚伦来说话吗？
I think she's murmuring.
她在那里发怨言。
Right? I don't think she's like a Korah, you know, stand up and say something against Moses.
她不像可拉在那里好像就站起来就在那里说一些攻击摩西的话。
But Miriam is murmuring.
但是米利暗是在那里发怨言埋怨。
Without me to save your life when you are 2 years old, it's me who asked Pharaoh's daughter to save you.
如果不是我在两岁的时候救你，你知道是我这个要我去这个问法老的女儿，请她来救你的生命。
Without me, you're not existing, Moses. Don't you know that?
如果不是我的话，摩西，你今天就不会在这里了。你难道不知道这件事吗？
She may not speak to others like that way, but in her heart, she thinks.
她也许不是这样的对别人说，但是她在心里面就是这么想的。
So, murmuring is not just speaking evils to someone else, but even speak to yourself. Oh, your heart start to murmur concerning something against someone.
所以埋怨不只是我们对别人说坏话，其实也是在我们的心里面说一些这个对别人不好的话。
Right away, Miriam developed leprosy on her face.
立刻呢，这个米利暗就这个在她的脸上就出了大麻风。
At that time, Moses behaves extremely meek.
在那个时候呢，摩西的举止他是非常的温柔的。
He fell down and prayed.
他就扑倒并且祷告。
To Jehovah.
向耶和华祷告。
And until Miriam and Aaron repent.
直到米利和亚伦悔改。
Moses has a forgiving heart, so he prayed for those who were murmuring against him.
摩西有一个赦免的心，所以他为那些向他埋怨的人祷告。
So, praise the Lord. May we have a forgiving heart to forgive we do not murmur, but to forgive.
愿主给我们一个赦免的心，我们不是在那里要埋怨别人，而是要在那里赦免。
Okay, I think the verses here, Matthew 6:14 and 15. For if you forgive men their offenses, your heavenly Father will forgive you also. But if you do not forgive men their offenses, neither will your Father forgive your offenses.
马太福音六章十四到十五节，因为你们若赦免人的过犯，你们的天父也必赦免你们；你们若不赦免人的过犯，你们的天父也必不赦免你们的过犯。
Therefore, may the Lord give us a forgiving heart to forgive someone. Enlarge our heart and forgive, not only forgive, but forget.
Amen. 愿主给我们一个赦免的心，能够来赦免别人，不仅是赦免，甚至是忘记。
This is very hard. I know by our nature, it is difficult.
这是非常困难，在我们自己的天性的里面，这是很困难的。
However, we need to come to the Lord, pray for His mercy and grace.
我们需要来到神的面前，向他求怜悯和恩典。
We need to pray, Lord, I cannot forgive, and yet you forgive my sins. You forgive all my trespass. Lord, give me such a forgiving heart to others.
我们需要来到神的面前祷告，主啊，我自己不能够赦免别人，但是你已经赦免了我，你已经赦免了我的过犯。给我一个这样赦免人的心。
Also, may the Lord remind us as we start to murmur about something, and the Lord will remind us, do not murmur.
愿主也提醒我们，当我们开始要在那里埋怨的时候，愿主来提醒我们说，我们不要发怨言。
Number four, do not judge, but respect others' cultures.Habits, ideas, and thoughts.
第四，不要论断他人的文化、习惯、观点和想法。
The Colossians 2:16. Let no one therefore judge you in eating and in drinking, or in respect of a feast, or of a new moon, or of the Sabbath.
哥罗西二章十六节，所以不拘在饮食上，或在节期、月朔或安息日方面，都不可让人论断你们。
Well, I think the church in Montreal is a very special. We have many different type of people, and we bring in, as I said in the opening words, that we have different cultures.
在蒙特利尔教会，我们是非常的特别的，因为在这里我们有不同类型的人，我们也有来自不同文化背景的人。
We have our own culture. We have, well, habits is even in the same culture. We have different habits. Each individual have different habits, right?
我们有自己的文化，那我们也有我们的习惯，甚至在同一个文化里面，我们每一个人都有我们自己的习惯。
Ideas,
有观点
，right? And I have a colleague. You know, I work with him for many years.
我有一个同事，我跟他在一起工作非常久了。
My feeling for this man is that only his idea is an idea.Others' idea is not an idea.
我对他的感觉就是，只有这个人的观点才是一个观点，其他人都不算数。
他的想法，
他的想法才是一个真正好的想法。
So if you say, okay, Michelle, his name is Michelle, okay, if you say, you know, this Michelle's idea is not good, he's mad, he's very mad. Every time that.He speaks, you know, he wants to overcome you. You take his idea. You do what he said.
所以每一次呢，你当你说这个 Michelle 就是他的同事，你说他的想法不好的时候，他就非常非常的生气，就说你是用了我的想法，用了我的这个观点。
So, I think if we come to the church life, we have such strong personality. Only think, your idea is the best idea. Oh, and that would be very hard.
所以当我们来到教会生活中，我们如果有这么强烈的人格特质，说只有我的观点是对的，是好的，那这个就很困难了。
So in the church life, we, well, first do not judge. Do not judge, you know, oh, this way is no good, that way is no good, and only my way is good.
所以在教会生活中，我们不要论断，不要说这样的方式是不好的，那样的方式是也是不好的，只有我的方式是对的。
But we need to respect others' culture, because in that certain culture, their food, well, I think food is the most prominent thing in the culture.
我们需要尊重别人的文化，特别是讲到这个食物，食物是文化里面非常一件显著的事情。
I remember Brother Minoru shared.At time, he said, well, in the church in Irvine, that's where he is, there's also a lot of different people. And you see, there's Chinese food, there's other kind of, Middle Eastern food or something, separate.
Oh, this is...陈实弟兄有一次分享，他在这个 Irvine 教会，因为 Irvine 教会也是有很多不同的民族，所以有一次的聚会就有很多不同的菜，有中国菜，有中东的菜，还有其他不同类型的菜。
He said, "What is in my mind? The first thing I want to do is to blend all the food together, make a big big dish, mix all the different kind of food together."
所以他说，那个时候他心里面就想啊，他最想做的事情就是把这个所有不同类型的菜啊，全部都混在一起，都调和在一起，成为一道菜。
But that is not practical either.
但这也不实际啊。
Well, I think when I used to work here in Montreal, I got a lot of Chinese visitors to visit our company and visit here. Whenever they go, I brought this.The only place they go is Chinese restaurant.
当我还在这里工作的时候，有许多的中国人来拜访我们的公司。那他们唯一想要去的就是这个中国的餐厅。
They cannot eat anything not Chinese.
他们没有办法吃任何不是中国菜的东西。
Well, I'm a little bit amazed on that.
我是觉得有点
I think in the church life, regardless what kind of food we're used to, I think we're doing good here. We have all the different kinds of food on the table, and we enjoy all, right?
感谢主。所以在教会生活中，我想在蒙特利尔教会，我们是还是很不错的，就是我们有。在饭食这方面，我们有各种不同的食物。
Food made us different. You know that?
食物使我们很不一样。
So we do not need to stick to the certain kind of food that we want. We need to open our whole being to enjoy whatever the Lord provides for us.
我们不要坚持，就是我们一定要想吃哪一种类型的食物，我们需要让。我们需要打开我们的心，来接受主所供应我们的一切。
5, number 5. Attend meetings, prophesy, pray, and fellowship together in twos and threes.
参加聚会，圣言两两三三的祷告与交通。
Well, basically that is blending.
这个就是相调。
We need to blend with all kind of brothers and sisters.You know, in big meetings, in small meetings, we need to blend. I think, we have to accept that the same language is easier, right? I think this at the lunch that the east and the south area, the brothers get together. You know, we have a little trouble for planting because the language is different.
所以在教会当中，我们要学习各种不同的弟兄姊妹有相调，不论是在大聚会或者在小聚会里面。那的确，和我们同说同样语言的弟兄姊妹是比较来在一起的，比较容易来在一起相调。所以今天午餐的时间，我们东区和南岸的弟兄姊妹就有一些的交通，关于相调的交通。
But we need to strive to be blended together.
我们需要竭力能够被相调在一起。
You know, to meet together in twos and threes, prayers and fellowship and prophesy.
需要两两三三的有祷告、交通，还有申言。
Matthew 18:20, it says, "For where there are two or three gathered into my name, there am I in their midst."
马太福音十八章二十节，因为无论在哪里，有两三个人被聚集到我的名里，那里就有我在他们中间。
Romans 12:6, "And having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith."
罗马书十二章六节，照着所赐给我们的恩典，我们得了不同的恩赐，或申言，就当照着信心的程度申言。
First Corinthians 14:5, "I desire that you all speak in tongues, but especially that you would prophesy. And greater is he who prophesies than he who speaks in tongues, unless he interprets that the church may receive."
林前十四章五节，我愿意你们都说方言，但我更愿意你们申言。说方言的若翻不出来，使教会得建造，那申言的就比他强了。
So I think it is a very good practice that for the saints get together in small number or a big number to pray together or to prophesy together. One prophesy.Then the other listen. And, you know, with that kind of a fellowship and blending, that would build up the church.
感谢 这是一个很好的事情，就是我们能够来在一起，不管是在一个小的聚集或一个大的聚集里面，我们能够在那里祷告，在那里申言，这样就可以使教会得着建造。
And we also encourage the saints with different cultures.And mix, and we'll try our best, you know, with interpretation, right? If you never sit together, there's never any blending. If you don't speak the same language, you never understand one another.
我们会尽量，这个我们是鼓励所有的圣徒们。即便是不同的文化，我们还是能够在一起有相调。我们会尽量，这个做到这个能够翻译的事情。那但是我们如果，与一位圣徒，坐在一起，我们如果完全不懂他的语言，那我们就很难能够，相调在一起。
So we need to interpret.
所以我们需要有翻译。
So that increase our blending.
这会加强我们的相调。
Next, love and honor one another.
要彼此相爱，彼此敬重。
There are a lot of verses I quote here. I think it's good for us to read. John 15:12. This is my commandment, that you love one another, even as I have loved you.
揭露了很多的经节呢，这些都很好。比如说，约翰福音十五章十二节，你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这就是我的诫命。
Romans 12:10, love one another warmly in brotherly love, take the lead in showing honor one to another.
罗马书十二章十节，爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要互相争先。
First John 4:7, beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God, and everyone who loves has been begotten of God and knows God.
约翰一书四章七节，亲爱的，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是出于神的。凡爱弟兄的，都是从神生的，并且认识神。
1 John 4:12 No one has beheld God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us.
约翰一书四章十二节，从来没有人见过神。我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面，他的爱也在我们里面得了成全。
So loving one another is very crucial matter in our church life.
彼此相爱在我们教会生活中 是一件极其重要的事。
What does it mean, love one another?
彼此相爱是什么意思呢？
What manifests love?
什么样能够叫这个爱显出来呢？
To love one another, to exercise brotherly love, be manifested in feeding.And cherishing.
在这个我们彼此相爱，或者说弟兄相爱，就是显在我们彼此的供应和喂养。
顾惜。
哦，顾惜，顾惜。
Well, if someone's in need, you know it. You say, okay, he can take care of himself.
如果有人有需要，你就说哦，那他是可以自己顾到自己。
Is that love?
这是爱吗？
It's not love.
这不是爱。
You need to cherish this one. That one is, you know, everything for him is miserable and is at edge. You need to come and cherish him and take care of him.
你需要顾惜到这位弟兄。这位弟兄也许在一个很艰难的情况里面，每件事情都非常为难。你需要来到这个弟兄这里来顾惜他，来照顾他。
We need to feed and nourish someone.
你需要喂养并且顾惜别人。
Need to speak the word of God to the new ones.
需要向新人来说神的话。
Or to speak to one another, to feed and to nourish one another.
我们需要这个彼此的喂养，彼此的这个彼此的供应。
To cherish one another.
也要彼此的
To take care one another.
也要彼此的顾惜，要彼此的照顾。
Do not just think to take advantage of somebody else. Oh, they should do good to me. But when it's turn, you saw something, then you need to take care.Of someone.
不要想说只是占别人的便宜，就想说别人都需要对我好。但是你如果看到有一些人有需要的时候，你也是需要去顾到别人。
While you are feeding someone or you cherish someone, love is long suffering.
当你在这里供应别人，在这里这个顾惜别人的时候，我们要知道爱乃是长久忍耐。
1 Corinthians 13:4-7 I think this version miss this verse. I quote in the latest version. You brothers do not see the latest one.
这个林前十三章四到七节有可能我们在纲要里面没有，对不起，也许是我们弟兄们漏掉了。
Love suffers long.
爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is kind.
是恩慈。
Love is not jealous.
爱是不嫉妒。
Why? It says love is not jealous.
他为什么说爱是不嫉妒呢？
We have, when we love one another, we have to distinguish one thing. Honey.
当我们在这里彼此相爱的时候，我们要区别一件事情，就是这个蜜。
Love one another is with pure heart.
彼此相爱是用我们真诚的纯洁的心。
We need to be intimate, right?
我们需要是彼此是亲近的。
But if overly intimate you know, you even concern the other party's personal life or everything.
如果我们是过度的亲密，甚至我们去关切别人的个人的生活的时候
，there's that honey will manifest, will generate.
这个蜜就会在那里这个显出来，就会在那里发出来。
What do you mean by that honey?
这是什么意思呢？这个蜜是什么意思呢
？That is when the one that you are so intimate has someone else, or is doing something, and then you start feeling jealous.
当一个弟兄是与你非常亲近的时候，但是他与另外你发现他与另外一个人也是非常亲近的时候，你就开始有点嫉妒了。
So when jealousy develop in your heart, that's a sign of honey.
当这个嫉妒在你的心里面开始发展的时候，这个就是一个蜜的一个表征。
So love is not jealous.
爱是不嫉妒。
May the Lord shine His light on us. Yes, brothers and sisters, we need to be intimate. We need to take care of one another. But that should be completely based on the love of God within us.
是愿主来光照我们，我们是需要与人是需要亲近的，我们是需要照顾别人的。但是呢，这些都是应该是本于神的爱的。
Do not cultivate honey and mix honey in the divine love.
不要这个培养这个蜜啊，然后把这个蜜呢掺杂到与神的爱啊这个混杂在一起。
Therefore, we are loving one another for the building up of the body of Christ.
我们在这里，我们在这里彼此相爱，那个目的是为着建造基督的身体。
Is not to develop a very intimate friendship，
而不是要发展一个非常亲密的友谊关系。
Overly intimate is harm to the church life。
过度的亲密是对教会生活是有害的。
May the Lord open our eyes。
愿主开我们的眼。
Number seven, do not bring in political issues in the church life, but pray for those in power.
不要把政治议题带进教会生活中，但要为掌权者祷告。
First Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. I think you brothers forgot to put it in. But it is said that we need to pray and pray for all, particularly pray for those in power so that we could have a tranquil life, right?
提摩太前书二章一到二节那里说我们要为万人祈求祷告代求感谢，但特别是要为那些有权位的祷告，使我们能够过一个平静安宁的生活。
Basically, from the practice of early church life, that they're not. The brothers are not involved in the current political issues, political parties.
在早期的教会生活里，弟兄们呢是与这些政治的议题啊，或者是政治的这个党派啊，都是没有任何的牵连的。
And those political issues should never be brought up in the church meetings, in the church life.
在教会生活中的这个聚会里面呢，政治的议题呢都不应该被提起。
I remember many many years ago in the U.S. I think old timer would know that Reverend Jackson is a black guy, right? I think you know, and he is.Well, I don't know his denomination, but anyhow, he's a leader of Christianity. He actually participated in a presidential election as independent.
在这个，我记得很多年前在美国
，maybe 30 years ago，
大概也许是在30年前，在美国那里有一个叫做杰克森的牧师，他在那里是一个教会的一个带头的领导人，但他去参选这个总统的选举，是作为一个独立的候选人去参选。
So therefore, in his sermon, in the Lord's Day, the meeting, all he talked about is political issues.
所以在他主日的讲道里啊。他所讲的都是这些政治的议题。
Nothing about the divine life, God's economy.
都不是讲到神圣的生命啊，或者是神圣的神的经纶。
You know, that is spiritual fornication.
这是属灵的淫乱。
We do not object any one of us participating in politics.
我们不反对我们任何人去这个参与政治。
So, well, if you wish, you can run a political position.
所以你愿意的话，你可以去从政啊，去有一个政治的职位。
Well, in the church life, I know there are some others.
在教会生活中，我知道有一些这样的人。
But you shall never bring the political issues in the church.
但是呢，你绝对不要把政治的议题带进教会来。
You know, talk about political, saying, okay, elect me, you know, things like that.
或者比如说，你在这个就讲一些政治的事啊，然后叫大家要选我，要投票给我。
So this is that will destruct the church.
这会为教会生活带来这个破坏。
And we should also discern, never allow any person.To bring in political issues in the church life.
我们也需要有这样的辨别，就是不要让任何人把政治的议题带进教会生活里。
And next, do not solicit for personal gain.
不要强力寻求个人的利益。
The word solicit is the very extreme case.Of request, while very light is ask, then request, and very intense is solicit, strong, forcefully.
它这个 solicit 这个英文字，它是一个比较强烈的用语，就是有时候我们是请求，有时候是要求。那最强烈的情况，我们就是用 solicit， 就是要去强力的要得到这个东西。
To sell something.
比如说去卖一些。
Sell your service. Sell if you are a salesman. You know you're very forceful. You sell your products to your clients. Very, you know, let you know the other party say, okay, nothing but buy your thing.
你如果是一个要这个要卖东西的人，你就是想要把你的东西卖给别人。
So in the church life.This is very important for us to know, for everyone to know that. Well, I think many of us are professionals. You know, maybe you are insurance agent.
在教会生活中，是我们每个人都需要知道这件事情。就比如说，也许假设我们是一个保险经纪人。
You may be a real estate broker.
也许是一个地产经纪。
You may be a therapist. You open your clinic.
你也许是一个治疗师，你有你的诊所。
Maybe even you are independent lawyer.
或者你是一个自己开业的律师。
You need to have clients and customers so that your business can flourish, right?
你需要有顾客，才让你的生意能够兴旺。
I know there are some saints also who does direct sales.
有一些的圣徒他们是做直销的。
So coming to the church life, well, there are so many people. Right away, it's my customers pool.
就来到教会中，一看到哇，这个教会中有这么多的人，哇，这些都是我的顾客群。
Potential customers.
潜在的顾客。
Therefore, solicit. You know, very strongly to sell your product to your fellow saints.
所以就是很，也许就会很，这个很强烈的想要去把你的这个产品去卖给其他的圣徒们。
So, you know, if you do that, it's just to make the house of God as a den of robbers, as the Lord was saying, you make it a marketplace, right?
如果我们这样做的话，就是把神的殿变成了贼窝了，就像耶稣所说的，这个就变成了一个市场了。
So I think we need to discern that kind of a situation.
我们需要辨别这样的情况。
However, if there's a brother who sells insurance, but you really need insurance, you don't know what kind of insurance you should buy, so you go and ask him.
但是也许有这样的情况，就是有些弟兄在那里卖保险，那你也需要这个保险，但是你不知道哪一种保险是比较好的，所以你就去问了这个弟兄。
So the brothers who's insurance agent, after listen my message, and he said, okay, I have nothing to do with selling the service to the saints.
哦，这个保险经纪的弟兄也许听了这篇信息，就说。之后就说，那我要这个，我这个完全不要把这个产品啊，我的保险卖给任何的圣徒。
It is wrong.
啊，这个是，这也是不对的。
Someone, you know, the saints is asking you, providing some advice or something because you are professional.
有一些圣徒来问你，来请求你的一些的建议，因为你是专业人士。
So you should provide the best advice to him. Well, if you say, okay, my company or you know provide such things, if you don't, you can compare, right? This is just very frank and open.
你需要提供给这位弟兄一个最好的建议。也许你是在那里。你有这个产品，但是你也可以做一些的比较，跟其他的产品 不同的比较。总之，你是需要非常的敞开，非常的真诚。
Therefore, so we, on that regard, some you know the brothers who are in need, we should provide our skills to help them out.
所以，如果弟兄们有一些需要的情况，我们需要提供我们的技能、我们的一些技术来帮助他。
So the one who is in need asks you for your service and should pay the fair, this is a fair deal, right? You know, this is a professional service. Charge someone, charge his customers. So don't think.Oh, he's a brother. He should not charge me that much. If you say, okay, he charged you at the market value, market rate is mine. If he said, oh, you are my brother, I make you a discount. So that's good.
那我们这个有一些，如果有弟兄要来请求你的服务，那你就需要照着这个公平的这个。公平的原则来告诉他这个价钱是多少。那也许你说这个照着市场一般公定的价钱，然后但是因为这位弟兄是弟兄，所以我给他一点的折扣。
Well, there's no, it is not necessary, you know, to give discount to brothers.
不一定需要给一个弟兄打折。
Yeah, you should not expect some brother would make discount to you.
你不应该期待，你如果要向一个弟兄请求一个服务的时候，你不应该期待这个弟兄要给你打折。
Next, avoid business monetary dealing with the saints. However, if necessary, must make complete written agreement first, such as loan or shareholder agreement. Then you need to get professional help if you need.
第九点，避免与圣徒有财务、金钱方面的往来。若有需要，应首先订定书面合同，例如借贷或股东协议，要有专业人士的协助。
This is based on the same principle.
这也是基于同样的原则。
If we do business with the saints without a complete agreement before, you will be in trouble.
如果我们与圣徒们有这个生意的往来，但是我们在这之前我们没有一个书面的合同的话，我们会进入一些的这个麻烦里面。
I recall 40 years ago when I moved to Montreal. I was a young man and I want to buy my house.
我记得40年前当我搬到 Montreal 的时候，那个时候我是一个年轻人，所以我想要买一个房子。
I don't have enough down payment. Therefore, I borrow money from my very intimate one.
我那时候没有足够的钱可以付首付，所以我向一个很亲近的人借了一点钱。
Well, at the time, because it's a very intimate, I did not discuss, you know, with the terms or when I should pay back or how much interest you charge me. No discussion on that.
因为这个人跟我非常的亲近，所以我都没有跟他谈到这个协议的内容啊、条款啊。这个利率是多少？我什么时候要还钱啊？等等这些的细节。
Well, I didn't expect to pay any interest at all.
我当时没有想到要付任何的利率啊，利息。
Well, after a certain time, well, this lender would think that I should pay back the money plus interest.
那过了一段时间，这个借我钱的人呢，就觉得我需要还他钱，并且还要加上利息。
So that make me trouble.
这就让我有了麻烦了。
So I think I suggest all the saints, you know, if necessary, doesn't mean that we cannot do business with one another.
这不是说我们不能够彼此有一些生意的往来。
We can, yet we need to put out agreement first.
我们是可以的，但是我们要首先呢，有这个协议啊，有这个协议。
The terms, if it is a loan, then it must be specify how long you pay the money back, how much interest you charge, how do you count, how do you pay. This must be a very clear in black and white.
你如果是一个借贷的协议呢，你就要说清楚，就是什么你要。花多久的时间还这笔钱？你这个利率是多少？然后你要怎么样来还钱？每一件事情都是白纸黑字的，要写得非常清楚。
You remember that the church also borrowed the saints, borrowed the money for our renovation in the past years. We did a lot of times.
这个在过去的几年，教会也向圣徒们借钱，为着这个教会的装修。
Every time.I put out what, how much money the church borrowed from you, what interest rate that we will pay you, how we will pay monthly, how much we pay.
每一次呢，我都写得非常清楚，就是我向你借多少钱，然后这个利率是多少，这个每个月要还多少钱，这些都写得很清楚。
The saints agree, so he signed and I signed on behalf of the church.
圣徒同意了，所以他签名，我也签名，我也代表教会签名。
All the time that there is no problem, the church every month pay back.
那基本上这通常都是没有任何的问题，每个月教会就还这个贷款，还这个钱。
If you want to make a business, you know, as a partner or anything, then you need to make a very clear.Shareholder agreement. Is a partner, is a shareholder, is an investor, or you put your labor in, or how you check your account, how do you take the dividend, etc. So this must be written as a shareholder agreement. Otherwise, you will get trouble in the later on.
这个，你如果是要做一个生意，然后要有合伙人，你就需要签这个股东的协议。那内容也是需要非常的清楚，你 付多少钱，然后 你的那个股份是多少，这个你都需要很清楚，要不然你之后会有一些的问题和麻烦。
I'm spending a lot of time to talk about this because it is important. Without this, it'll get us in trouble.
我花了一些时间谈到这件事情，因为这个是非常的重要，如果没有这个，我们就会有一些的麻烦。
The second part of the, I think it takes I need to be fast on the second part. The principle of managing our finance is to give.
管理我们财务的原则乃是给。
To give is not to spend.
给不是说要去花钱。
The principle of managing our finance is to give.
管理我们财务的原则乃是要给。
Look, chapter 6, verse 38.
路加福音六章三十八节。
Give, and it will be given to you, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. They will give into your bosom.For with what measure you measure, it shall be measured to you in return.
你们要给人，就必有给你们的；用十足的量器连腰带按上尖下流的倒在你们怀里，因为你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
Okay, let's read. Giving is to sow with blessing. The more we sow, the more we reap.We shall give more to receive more abundantly from God.
给乃是多种，多种的多收，我们应当多给，好使我们从神更丰富的领受。
Yeah, and the verse there. Second Corinthians 9:6. But take note of this, he who sows sparingly shall also sparingly reap, and he who sows with blessings,shall also with blessings reap.
零后九章六节还有多少种的少收，多种的多收。
So, God's principle for us to manage our money is to give. The more we give according to His will, that means we sow more and we shall reap more.
所以我们管理财务的原则乃是给，我们越多照着这个神的旨意而给出去，多种的就会多收。
We all understand, if you want to make money, you need to invest, right? If you don't invest, the money you have is just that. But then you spend, and then gradually it will be gone.
我们都知道，你如果想要赚钱呢，就是需要投资。你如果不投资，这个钱就还是在还是那么多，那你慢慢就会流失了。
So giving is investing.
给就是一种的投资。
It's not spending.
它不是一种的花费。
We need to change our mind.
我们需要改变我们的想法。
Giving is to invest our money.
给乃是将我们的钱投资出去。
According to God's way.
照着神的这个道路。
It's not just spend money.If you spend, then will be less.
这不是一个花钱，这不是花钱。你如果是花钱的话，这个钱会越来越少。
So if we invest, the money will grow.
如果我们这个是把钱投资出去的话，这个钱是会变多的。
Second point, if we stop giving and trying to keep with what we have, we shall lose.
如果我们停止给予并试图保存我们所有的，我们就会失去。
I think there's a verse, right? Matthew 13:12. For whoever has, it shall be given to him, and he will abound. But whoever does not have, even that which he has.shall be taken away from him.
马太福音十三章十二节，因为凡有的还要给他，他就充盈有余；凡没有的，连他所有的也要从他夺去。
25:29 For to everyone who has, more shall be given, and he shall abound. But from him who does not have, even that which he has shall be taken away from him.
马太二十五章二十九节，因为凡有的还要给他，他就充盈有余；没有的，连他所有的也要从他夺去。
So if you do not give, the Lord will take away what you have.
你如果不给的话，神就会把你所有的来拿走。这个是非常严肃的一件事。
So the principle to manage our finance is to give according to the Lord's will.
管理我们财务的原则乃是给，并且是照着神的旨意来给。
If you do not give, and what you have will be depleted.
你若不给出去的话，你所有的就会慢慢的减少了。
Okay, next point is very important. Whom do we give?
这个下一个点是非常重要。我们要给谁呢？
First, God's servants and serving ones.
第一，神的仆人以及服侍者。
Hebrews 7:5 And they of the sons of Levi who receive the priestly service have a commandment to take tithes from the people according to the law, that is, from their brothers, though they have come forth from the loins of Abraham.
希伯来七章五节，那些领受祭司职任的立位子孙，奉命照着律法从百姓，就是从他们的弟兄收取十分之一，尽管他们的弟兄是从亚伯拉罕腰中出来的。
1 Corinthians 9:14 The Lord directed those who announced the gospel to live from the gospel.
林前九章十四节，主也是这样命定，叫宣传福音的靠福音养生。
Deuteronomy 25:4 You shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out grain.
申命记二十五章四节，牛踹谷的时候不可拢住它的嘴。
Therefore, we need to take heed to the word of God. Those who serve God deserves. So the first thing, our giving is to those.Who serve the Lord.
所以我们需要
Old Testament is tithes. One is a 10%, right? But right now, in the New Testament, there's no such a regulation. You have to give 10% of your income.
所以我们要注意神的话，就是我们给呢，第一个就是要给那些服侍神的人。在旧约里面有这个十分之一的规定，但在新约里面没有这样的规定。
Yeah. So,The ox, I think it is here, the ox is threshing out, thresh out grain, and you do not muzzle his mouth.
对，经节就说牛踹谷的时候不可拢住他的嘴。
Therefore, it is very crucial that we need to take care of God's servant.
很重要的是，我们就是要顾到这个神的仆人。
Second, concerning the church's financial need, there are a lot of needs of the church.
第二个，关于教会的需要，教会中有许多财务的需要。
The building, so anything related to the building, buying a new meeting place, etc.
就比如说我们这个会所啊，或者是我们要买一个新的会所等等的。
Also for the poor and the needy.Those who do not have, and we need to provide things for them.
另外还有贫穷的和有需要的，有一些人他们是贫穷的，所以我们就需要为他们有所供应。
So all this giving, we can give the money through the church. You make offer to the church.
这些的给我们都可以透过教会，我们是可以就是奉献给教会。
Number four, how do we give in secret?
第四，如何给在隐秘中？
This doesn't mean that I think today when we make an offer in the offering box, you know, there's a basically private.
当今天我们在这个把我们的奉献投进奉献箱的时候，这是一个隐秘的事情。
Either you put a cash or you put a check to it.
你或者是这个包现金，或者是里面放支票。
In principle, that is when we do this offering, that must be in a secret.
原则上就是当我们在奉献的时候，这必须是在隐秘中的。
Nobody knows.
没有其他人晓得的。
However, because of today, in certain government, for instance, like Western culture, that the government regulate all the offering.
但是在今天，在西方社会里面，有一些的政府，它就会规范这个所有财务的奉献。
If you make a check for the donation, there's a benefit of tax deduction.
所以你如果是为着拿了一笔钱去捐款的话，这个捐款是可以让你有一些税务的减免。
I served in this finance for the church for a long time. We need to report to the government how much actually the church issue receipts, how much the church does not issue receipts. That means to receive in cash that the church doesn't know who was giving.
我在这个教会这个财务管理方面服侍了很久，所以我们都需要向政府报告说我们有多少钱是。我们是需要向政府这个给这个发票，那有一些有哪些是不需要的？那如果是用现金奉献的话，我们就是不需要有这个发票。
But there's a concern if the cash offering is too much, the government will check because there is a potential of money laundering.
那就是有这方面的问题，就是说如果是现金奉献的。这个比例太高的话，政府就觉得你可能用这个机会来洗钱。
So, 10%, 20 or less than 20% of a cash offering is allowable in the government's eyes.
所以在政府的眼中，10%或20%的这个现金奉献是可以的。
So we do not recommend everyone use cash to offer.
我们不建议我们每一位都是用现金来奉献。
不建议。
不建议
，because that will get us in trouble.
So, 因为这会让我们有一些的问题。
So make your check to make offer to register with the government, and you also get tax deduction benefit.
所以我们尽量要用这个支票来奉献，使我们能够去向政府有这个登记，然后同时我们也能够得到这个税务的减免。
So I think this is important. Maybe.I remember years ago, there's a one saying to offer big bag of money cash and bring in. This is his her offering. And I think, remember that Brother Al was afraid. Oh, cannot take that money.
这个许多年前有一位圣徒，他奉献就拿了一大叠钞票来奉献。那有一位弟兄他就非常的紧张。那就是说，我们不能够拿这个奉献。
So, I think in China or in Taiwan, there's no such problem. Okay? But in Canada, yes. Remember, making your check for your donation.
所以在中国大陆或者台湾，这不是一个问题。但在这里可能会是一个问题。所以我们要尽量用支票来奉献。
Then next, how much to give?
再来就是要给多少。
Seeking the Lord's will.
我们要寻求主的旨意。
Well, in the verses, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 to 2, I think 1 to 5, I think is not here. But anyhow, we need to learn from the saints of Macedonia. Even they are in a poor condition, but they make their best to support Apostle Paul.And his co-workers.
我们可以看到这个林后八章一到五节，我们需要向马其顿的圣徒们有所学习。也许他们是在这个贫困的 状况里面，但还是他们尽他们最大的努力来供应使徒保罗。
So, how much? There's no fixed number. You need to pray to the Lord. How much, Lord, is my? I should give.
所以要给多少呢？这是没有一个固定的数字的。我们需要向主祷告，来问主说，我们应该给多少
？The more you give, the more God will pour upon you.
你给的越多，神就会更多的把他的祝福倾倒给你。
That is my over 40 years experience.
这是我超过40年来的经验。
I gave a lot.
我给了许多。
In 40 years, I never lose one day job or lose my job for one day, not even one day.
在这个40年以来呢，我没有一天是失业的，是没有工作的。
When I retire, I make money more than I work.
我退休之后呢，我所赚的钱是比我在有工作的时候是更多的。
Because I sow.
因为我种，我投资，我。
So I encourage the saints.
我鼓励圣徒们。
The principle of managing your finance is to give.
管理我们财务的原则乃是要给。
When to give?
什么时候给呢？
Set aside when we receive our income.
当我们有收入时，就分别一部分。
When you pray to the Lord, how much I need to give?
当你向主祷告说，我需要给多少？
The Lord may say to you, how much amount, or 5%, or 10%, whatever.
也许主会给你一个数字，也许是5%，也许是10%。
When you have that money at hand.
当你手中有这笔钱的时候
，For instance, you got $1,000 income.
例如说你的收入有1000块。
The Lord said 5%.
啊，主说5%。
1,000 is what? $50, right?
一千块的收入就是5%，就是50块。
So $50 set aside, that's yours, Lord.
所以50块钱分别出来，就说主啊，这是你的。
And then, you know, when you go to the meeting.You give, well, maybe twice. The first time you give $25, and second time you give another $25. But $50 is the Lord's money.
你在聚会中就把这个钱奉献给主。也许你分两次，第一次是25块，第二次25块。但无论如何，这50块钱就是主的钱。
Remember, the more you invest, the more the Lord will give you.
要记得，我们越多的投资出去，主会越多的给我们。
If you said, Lord, I have to fulfill my need first, and then what is left is 0.5%.
也许你向主说，主啊，我需要先顾到我的需要，那剩下来的呢，也许是0.5%。
The Lord is not beggar.
主不是在那里向你乞讨。
He is a banker.
他是一个银行家。
So you need to invest, put your money in the bank.
所以你需要把你的钱呢投资，这个要投资到这个银行里面去。
The Lord never beg you.
主从来不会向你乞讨要钱。
He has everything.
他拥有一切。
If you don't have anything from your pocket, the Lord has a lot of means to get the money from others.
你如果口袋里面没有钱，主有很多其他的方式能够把钱供应给你。
But we need to know the secret. Oh, we need to give.
但我们需要认识这个秘诀，就是我们要给出去。
Particularly remember, to give is not to spend.
特别我们要记住，这个给出去不是去花钱。
Spend is to consume money.
这个花钱就是你去耗费你的钱财。
To give is to invest.
去给出去乃是去投资。
The more we invest to the Lord,
越多向主有所投资
，the more the Lord will give you.
主就会给你越多。
Your money and your interest or your return.
你的钱呢？你的利率也许是你的这个
回报。So, I have more than 40 years experience on that.
我有超过40年的经历，就这件事情。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
May the Lord open our eyes.
愿主开我们的眼。
Amen.
Amen.
Sorry, I take too much time. Good. Thank you. Amen.